Kathy, Kathy Whitmire, 212-1962. 60-year-old woman comes in today for a follow-up of hypertension. Hypertension, refill on medication, and metabolic syndrome. Patient is a 60-year-old woman who recently had a hemoglobin of 7.7, was prescribed metformin, but she refused to take it. Instead, she's been watching her diet, checking her blood sugars, but they're actually looking pretty good, less than 140 for sure, sometimes around 100. She's been exercising and doing everything she can to lose weight. She's been somewhat successful, period. Family history, she does have possible colon cancer in her father. He had a colostomy. She doesn't know why. Mom has diabetes, no breast cancer. Mammogram has not been done. I gave her a prescription, told her to get one done at the mobile mammogram van for $65 next time they're in town. Colonoscopy has not been done. Because of expense, I gave her some GUAC cards to do some GUAC testing. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's married, last period, 1994. Pregnancy times four, surgery, hysterectomy, and had a cervical, cervical dysplasia, medical problems, has had a history of metabolic syndrome. Hemoglobin A1C, consistent with early diabetes and hypertension. Medication, like lisinopril, 20 milligram hydrochlorothiazide, 25, which she's not taking on a regular basis unless she feels swollen, in quotation, allergy, penicillin, COVID immunization, none. 147 pounds, 96, 98.2, 16, 75, 137 over 89. Blood pressure at home is beautifully controlled. 147 pounds, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rejuvenation, skin issues, and I'm on the coast with amnesia. Number one, hypertension, continue with lisinopril, 20 milligram. Number two, yearly mammogram ordered. Number three, colonoscopy. Patient is not interested, will order a GUAC cards times two. Next number, lisinopril, 20 milligram. Next one, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram. Next number, mammogram. Next number, we'll see what hemoglobin A1C is doing. And if it's still elevated, she says she'll take the metformin. Next one is continue with diet and exercise. Under social pretend, she used to be a driver, but she's not working at this time. Next number, again, family history of colon cancer. Very important to have a colonoscopy, but it's just impossible for her to do so at this time. Next number, she wanted a cortisol level, but I told her that's really not going to help her much. Next number, she does have a large lipoma on her base of her neck in the back, which has been there for years, and it's not bothering her. So on the exam, put down cervical lipoma, base of the neck, no change from previously. That's it. That's the game plan. Thank you. Oh, one second. She's never had the COVID immunization. She's not interested in one. Thank you.